can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Let's get it going, gang. At Rosie on the House, let's find out what's going on at your house. Bring Keith into the conversation. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. I appreciate you guys taking my call this morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to dial in. How can we help you?
I don't have a project, more need guidance. My wife and I closed on our house in September. I've been there since, and everything was fine at the beginning, but in our dining room and our bedroom, along the same truss line in the house, toward the back of the house, started a pretty big crack, and it just grew and grew. Went to the walls on each side, went about halfway down the walls, and those two rooms are separated by a living room and a support wall. I didn't see any cracks in the foundation, so we had them come over. They fixed the one in the dining room because the one in the bedroom hadn't started yet. It immediately came back, like literally like 2 days later. And they've grown to about, I'm going to say about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch in width. And they're going about halfway down the wall. I haven't been up in the attic to look. I wouldn't even know what to look for. The tiles on the floor seem fine. And when I go outside and I look at the foundation, I don't see anything abnormal. It seems like a root issue, but we just are having a really hard time with them actually coming out to repair it. I've called corporate. I've tried everything. So just kind of looking for some guidance because we're freaking out because it's a brand new house.
Okay, that when you said you bought a new home, that was my next question. Is it new to you or newly constructed?
No, brand new house.
Okay, and the builder is a licensed, bonded, insured Arizona contractor.
Can I say the builder's name?
Why don't you not?
Okay.
Okay. And but they're licensed, bonded, and insured.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you said you're freaking out. Well, you've only been in the house 4 or 5 months. You've got a 2-year warranty, so we've got a little bit of time that they're going to be mandated to take care of that. So it would take a pretty big crack for anything in your house to fall down. I'm talking
it would.
Feet.
But Keith, you weren't exaggerating when you said the cracks were a half inch wide?
Yeah, it gets wider.
Ooh.
I mean, I could probably put my pinky in there up to where my fingernail ends. Only in the ceiling part. The wall part is just a crack, just like a normal, looks like a settling crack that to be expected to with the new house.
Okay.
But the ceiling is the bad part. And
All right.
out on the back patio, we see cracking between where they caulked, where the stucco was and stuff like that. In the same area, the rest of the house is fine. It's a next-gen house, so the other side of the house is fine. It's
All right.
only that one area, and it seems like it's. I've measured it out between our dining room and our master bedroom, and it's the exact same distance from the back of the house.
Well, since you told me the name of the model, I now know the builder. You shouldn't have a problem, Keith, but what I want you to do is reduce the conversation to writing. And rather than exchanging phone calls with people, start putting it in writing. That will automatically raise up the conscience level for management to tend to it. And you're going to want to remember. And the other thing I would do is I'd walk the neighborhood and I'd knock on the door for anybody else that had exactly that same floor plan and see if it's an engineering situation that's occurring with that specific floor plan. If it's not and it's specific only to your lot, you're going to want to start recording everything in writing. You're going to want to date stamp photographs. And remember this, you have 2 years to get them to take a look at it. If they come and fix it in 1 year and 363 days, that repair then goes for another 2 years. So just remember that. You reduced everything in writing. You mentioned the next gen type home. I know that builder. You should not have a problem, but keep me posted if you do. There's a couple personal cell phones I have for that builder that might could help you out, but I don't think you're going to need that.
And in worst case scenario, we've got two great foundation specialists at RosieOnTheHouse.com if you're not getting anywhere, getting a third-party foundation assessment. Not only foundation, but they can do a total structural assessment. Getting that in writing from a third party, that can really motivate a company. And like I said, you don't need to be worried. I understand you just bought a new home. You shouldn't have a crack. You shouldn't have to worry about it, but you do. But you're a long way from anything structurally falling or breaking. Or
you got on it early. Stay on it early. And that next-gen home, I predict, could be probably one of the most popular floor plans sold in the next 20 years. It actually is a mother-in-law, father-in-law suite attached to the main house. And again, I've said it for a year. The number one remodeling request we get at Rosie Remodeling is, what can I do to my house? What can I do on my property to find room to bring mom or dad home?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the wave of the future, as far as I can tell from the request we're getting. That takes care of Keith. That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Nick, Eric, Brett, we're going to get to you right after this.